Well, now I'm just going to ask you a few questions about your process. I think that's something people are always interested in as far as how writers do their work. What do you set goals for yourself when it comes to writing? I mean, do you write every day? Are you working on the computer? Do you write by hand? Just tell us a little bit about what you go through when you're working on a project.
Well, I'm definitely one of those people who I write in the morning. That's when I write best. I always write way better if I haven't spoken to anyone and I haven't done anything. So I'm kind of an early riser, try to get to it, as soon as I can. Usually by the time lunchtime rolls around, I'm useless. I'm one of these people who read immensely while I'm doing my work. So I don't think I can write unless I'm sort of devouring and metabolizing books as I go along. That's really, really important. And then, you just got to have a big tolerance. I mean, again, I can't speak for everyone else's practice, but you got to have a big tolerance for setback in this business, because whether I'm just some sort of weird outlier or not, I find that, that it takes a lot of mistakes to get things right, which is, it's kind of hard because you kind of want things to come easier. And there are writers who work far more fluidly and far more prolifically than I do. But certainly I think the three things for me is getting up early, doing the work early, reading a ton, and managing my discomfort around error and setback. And I think that kind of encompasses about 90% of what I do during the day as a writer.
What's the best advice you've ever received about writing?
Oh, God. There's a couple. One of them is that, not to listen to anyone's advice. The other one, of course, is the one that I think is the most useful. The probably the only advice that I think has that bears fruit, which is simply to read. I mean, it seems like such a throwaway. It seems like somebody's just being dismissive and that it seems like, oh, I know that already. But to be honest, the levels of reading that are required for one to generate useful, interesting, profoundly engaging work is undervalued. It's misunderstood. Every writer that I respect, every writer who I admire, whenever I hear them talking about writing, they always return to that. They're like, listen, really, it's all about how much you read, even less than how much you write.
Well, I know I've heard you say that you consider yourself a reader first before being a writer. If there were one book that you could say our society would be so much better, or one novel, if everyone would just read this book, do you have one?
I mean, I think that's the problem with a reader, is that I don't have one. I think I would argue that our society would just be better if every single individual had a full and growing bookshelf. The way that everybody seems to have a TV in their house, everybody has a computer. My God, what a society would be, what a civic sort of communal force we would be if everyone was a reader. I could just name a whole series of books that I think would be incredibly important for folks to read. I wouldn't be one. I would say Joe Sacco's Palestine is essential. I would say Toni Morrison's Beloved is essential. I would say Sandra Cisneros' Woman Hollering Creek is essential. I would say Oscar Iwelos' Our House in the Last World is essential. I would say William Gibson's Neuromancer. I would say Samuel R. Delaney's The Motion of Light and Water is essential. I would say Maxine Hong Kingsing's Woman Warrior is essential. I would say Leslie Marmon Soko's Ceremony is essential. I would say Patrick Chamoiseau's Texaco is essential. And you see, I'm one of these people who I could just keep going.
You have some very, very devoted fans. I've seen many times where you've been described as a rock star. I mean, have you ever had a fan do something sort of crazy to meet you?
No. I mean, it's funny. It just shows you how much we like to exaggerate, you know. I mean, I don't know about you, but I've been a fan of musicians, and I've gone to concerts, and let me tell you, music fans are serious in the way, or kind of out of control in the way that I've yet to see literary fans. I mean, I always think the devotion of literary fans seems to be less showy, and perhaps, again, I wouldn't stand by this, but perhaps more longitudinal, plays itself out over a long period of time. I mean, I think the nicest things that ever happened is when young high school students write to me directly and say, listen, I am a student at this high school. Your work has meant an enormous amount to me, and it would be incredible if you could come in to speak to the students. And when that, to me, is really, really touching. I almost always respond in the positive to students like that. And that's incredible for, I mean, when I was in high school, I wasn't reaching out to anyone requesting them to come to my high school. I didn't have the courage. I didn't have the wherewithal. And for me, that's like a remarkable leap for a 15 or 16-year-old. And I'm always really moved by it.